With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. It does mean quite a lot to us. We're rolling into spring. It looks beautiful out there. It's hopefully another gorgeous day. A little less wind, if I could put it in request. You know, I don't know who I'm supposed to ask. God, Satan, one of those people.
I would love for the wind to go away, but it's spring in Northern California. It's windy.
Let's ask.
All right.
You know, please, a little less.
I'm with you. I don't. Yeah. The wind doesn't do me any good.
No. All right. Let's hit
the Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Explore Butte County.
Oh.
Butte County, everyone. The home
beautiful
of Chico.
Chico! I forgot about Chico.
So I looked up Explore Butte County, the website, because that's what we're talking about now. And the first thing it opens up on is a beautiful lake right there. And, you know, I'll tell you something. I went to a next level school from Chico.
Chico! What is the next level school from? Yeah,
it's down. I was in a JC, a junior college.
Oh, I see.
So
okay.
The next level up, the next level down. I was in a junior college. But my point is, I went with a girl for a long time that went to Chico, and she freaking loves it there.
Yeah.
Like, her experience was incredible. They hiked. They did all kinds of river stuff. It's really a beautiful part
People
of California.
Do love it
so
up there, yeah.
Check it out, Butte County, everyone. So you can hike the top 35 trails of Butte County. Download a Hike Butte CA pass to explorebuttecounty.com/hike. Hike the trails. Win swag. Go to Explore Butte County, everybody. All right, here's what's happening. As you mentioned, it's perfect out. Blue sky, sun's up. It's going to be a perfect spring day with wind. I mean, that's part of spring, but
no wind right now. Let's keep it like that.
I'm with you. I am with you. I'm convinced.
Yeah, now, all we have to do is ask.
Right. Okay. So
ask and you shall receive. They keep telling me that.
Soak it up out there today, everybody. It's going to be a nice one.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a bunch of stuff, so I'm going to try and plow through as much as can here. Have social platforms reached their peak? Some say they've shown very little growth over the last year or more. And considering that's one of the few things we had as an option for entertainment,
that's surprising.
I'm surprised to hear that. You'd think anyone who hadn't gotten on yet in a pandemic would have gone, well, let's see what that's all about. And now I got time on my hands.
But the growth is
not high. And they're saying maybe these things have peaked. We're talking about Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok. They are the big ones with Gen Z.
Okay.
Gen Z's your kids, right? The 20-somethings?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're a millennial.
Mm-hmm.
And Nikki is... Are you millennial
Nikki's
or Gen
a,
Z?
She's a young... So I'm on the older end. She's on the younger end.
Yeah, I'm a young millennial.
Okay, got it.
About 71% of 18 to 29-year-olds say they use Instagram. 65% Snapchat, 48% TikTok. This is, again, the 18 to 29-year-old age group. I guess that's Gen
People
Z.
People are still using Snapchat? I have it, but I feel like ever since Instagram came out with the whole story, as you know, what Snapchat was known for,
right?
A lot of people have just jumped off that.
know, yeah. they bit their best thing, and yeah. now Instagram's the place you'd go and do that.
Well, Snap definitely still has the best filters, though.
Yeah, they do. So I know people keep the app for their filters, but mm-hmm. they
to
don't
take
post
some pictures.
Yeah.
yeah, but they don't.
I
post
need
as
a neat
much.
Kitty face on my face yeah. today. So.
Yeah. Yeah, what they will do is use those filters, record it or take a snap, a
and
photo
post
with
it,
and then post it to Instagram or Facebook.
right.
That's the way to do it. Mm-hmm.
So basically, Snapchat is just a filter program.
That's
well,
right. Exactly.
Well, they should embrace that. Look,
overall,
you got your money out. That's what's good.
Stepping back from the just specifically that Gen Z demographic, overall, YouTube and Facebook remain the most widely used social media platforms. I didn't know YouTube was considered social media, but
you can comment there, so I guess, and people follow
and argue.
That is true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I don't really think of it as that either. I think of it more as just sort of a place I go when I need to find out how to do something. But people live on YouTube. Like, there are stars on YouTube. And the kids all... My kids don't need TV. They watch YouTube.
And
for
YouTube...
videos, shows, everything.
Where the other social media apps were flat, YouTube still is growing. Mm. Continues to grow. And I tell you what, they put that Demi Lovato, whatever that is.
Yeah, that little documentary series.
Whatever that is, that's a great way to get people to go to your spot
yep.
and stay a while. What is it now? 4 pieces? Oh, look at Nicole's getting her little baby picture sent to her, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Do you love it?
I'm just dying at them.
You look so proud of yourself.
I'm like cracking
it's
up.
It's adorable. Here.
Oh, yeah. Let's have a look at
this.
Man, this is...
Look at this.
Oh, my God, little Nicole.
Look at those arms, though.
They
you
really
can't even
are
tell
foldy.
Which crease is your elbow crease.
No. Could be one of those two. Not sure.
Yeah. The second one, I was like, the first one was really good. And then my dad sends me a second one. I'm like, oh, Jesus, I don't need that one. And then what do? I send it to Bryn still because I'm dumb.
Send them all to Bryn.
No,
okay, so
fine.
We're going to put up a poll between Baby Yoda, Baby Michelin Man. No, Baby Stay Puffed. Oh, my God.
Those are so cute.
Oh, I look like I'm in a food coma there.
You probably are. I mean, they were clearly overfeeding you. I mean, that is.
I was. My little sister actually was the heaviest out of all of us. But
oh, let's get some
I
pictures
just,
of her up there.
But she doesn't. But I look the fattest.
Oh.
So.
All right. We're going to put up a check the Alice973 Instagram today to see all these cute babies next to each other and vote for the cutest.
Anyway, in conclusion, don't be mistaken, while these social media apps haven't shown a lot of growth, they still have a ton of dedicated users all day, every day. So
yep.
not growing.
It sounds
but
like
not
everyone's
going away
already
anytime.
On them.
Right. Not going away anytime soon. So
no, that's
the,
for sure.
That's the story there. This I just thought was funny because I do understand escalators are made to be people movers.
Mm-hmm.
And yet for many people, they're just not moving fast enough. And
so they
got
to walk up them, right?
Right. The entire point of escalators is they do the walking for you. And unfortunately, people always feel like, passing on the right.
Mm-hmm.
Should people be banned from walking on escalators? They're sharp. They're metal. They're
very dangerous. People
many
get
people
really hurt
are
in those.
Happy to post up and get a break from walking. So
how
for
about
them,
this? They take the effing stairs if you have to walk. There's usually stairs right there.
That is one of the things they're doing in Tokyo, Japan. They have banned walking up or down escalators, as they say. These things were designed to park and ride, not walk.
Japan
and so,
has a really good rule about that, the escalator thing. They have one side where you dedicate to standing, and if you want to walk, you go on the other side. I can't remember if it's left or right, but it's a known thing, and everybody does it.
But now they're saying they're going to just take that away?
That's what they're saying in this story, that they really think there's a lot of bumping, and they want to cut down the amount of people who are, you know, getting brushed by as someone's running. I just thought it was funny because I'm one of those people who, when I want to park, I feel like, geez, where do you got to be? And when I'm in a rush to go somewhere, I'm like,
get out of my way.
I'm so sorry, but I got to get somewhere quick.
Right.
So it's really very situational, don't you think?
I do, depending on how closely you're threading that needle, Vinny.
Right.
And because of that, it should have the option, though. Like the freeway, the left lane is made for the fast lane, right?
Oh, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Move, bitch.
There's enough room for two people usually on the escalator.
There usually, yes, there is. It's true.
Now that a lot of people have the option of working remotely, it's interesting how some people are saying, I'm moving. I'm out of here. Why would I pay these prices when I can live somewhere else?
I can live anywhere and do this. Move, bitch. Get out the way.
Boy, that worked for both stories, didn't it?
It really did.
The 10 best states for remote working right now, Delaware is number one.
Mm.
North Carolina, Georgia. New Hampshire, Tennessee, Arizona, New Jersey, Texas, Utah, and Oregon are your top 10 remote. That's where housing costs are good, internet costs are good. You know, they come up with the things that will work for you best if you're going to be working remotely. Delaware, number one. I don't think I've ever been. Have you been?
I've driven through Delaware because I've driven down the coast. Hey, what do they say? What recommends Delaware?
Just that they've got the rankings are based on factors like percentage of people working from home, internet costs, and housing costs. I have to believe they took into consideration that it's nice there, right?
It's, I don't really know if it is. I'm sure it is, right? It's right on the coast. If I'm right, they've got all kinds of like bays and inlets, if it's what I'm thinking. I don't really know, though.
Delaware. I'd know more. It's not part of New England, huh?
No. Oh, no, far south.
South of that. All right. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been there. I've done that whole coast drive.
Yeah. I don't know if you pass, maybe you pass Delaware when you're doing, like, if you're going down 95. On the East Coast, maybe it's a little further inland. Like, I don't know. Is it like a big stop on the road down?
It's not something that I would have guessed if you had said, where's the best place to work remotely in our country? So I thought
all right, Vermont.
Well, if you're,
you know, Vermont, I think on that list is at 15.
Oh, not bad. California, though, not on the list.
California's down the list. You got to believe.
It's very expensive to live here.
Very good internet. But, you know.
Yeah, we got that going for us. It does seem like
cost of living is
that.
Not cheap. Nope. 5,000 adults from over 50 states were asked to name the best ride at Disney. What is the best ride at Disney, Sarah Clark?
I love at California Adventure that rocket ride, it's a roller coaster.
California Screamin'.
California Screamin'.
But now
that's
it's called
it.
The Incredicoaster.
Whatever it is, the Incredicoaster, that's the one.
Not on the list, so maybe they didn't include California Adventure. Oh. The number one ride is Space Mountain.
Oh, that's it.
Haunted Mansion comes in at two. Pirates of the Caribbean, three.
No,
Big Thunder
slow.
Mountain Railroad.
Oh, I like that one.
Splash Mountain, It's a Small World. Dumbo the Flying Elephant. Boy, Avatar Flight of Passage?
Oh, I haven't seen it. Oh,
I think that's
right.
Disney
they do
World.
All those... They do all those things where you're in a chair, but they rock it and make it look like you're... There was a Back to the Future one, and I also think that's a California Adventure, where you're in the mix. You're in it. I like those virtual coasters.
Yeah, it's like I think it's called like 4D or something, because you sit there and they rock it and you're watching the screen, right?
Right. And so you're immersed.
Whatever, whatever debris comes, like you get squirt with water here and there.
Ooh,
yeah.
Right. I've been to Disney, three times in the last 10 years. Actually, seven. I can be more specific. Mm-hmm. In fact, I can be even more, probably 5 years. In the last 5 years, I've been like three times. Nowhere on this list is waiting in line to meet Elsa, because that's what we did.
Yeah. Well, that's everybody has their own favorite. And if that's your kid's favorite, that's the one you got to wait in line for.
Well, we waited in line for all the characters. You know, Tinkerbell was a big biggie.
Oh, boy.
The weird part was after doing that for an entire dedicated day, the first time we went, I thought, okay, well, we've met all of the...
We don't need to do that.
And no, that was not... We were doing that again all day, and that's what we did.
So you pay the price to get into the Disney park, and it's to get autographs from people who aren't the actual person.
Right. Hmm. You never did that, huh? The boys didn't...
They could care, but we went with girls, and
they care.
They'd be like, oh my God, there's Belle. We got to get in line for her. And we said, okay, well, we're going to go do roller coasters. So why don't we catch up at lunch?
Yeah, it was a world I was unaware of.
They had to wear their princess dresses. Like, girls are a thing.
I never did that.
Well, you were a perfect child, obviously.
The thing that we did last time, which made her day, and I can't And I believe even our texters are the ones that told me about it, is we took our kid to the Bippity Boppity Boop boutique, and they made her into a princess. Like, you pay an arm and a leg, and they give the, you pick your dress, and they do her hair, and they do her makeup, and then you spend the rest of the day walking around the park with your kid dressed like a princess.
You know, they're friggin' geniuses.
And then on top of that, and this is the kicker, they have people in the park who know that this person's been into the Bippity Boppity Boo based on the way they're dressed, and they walk up and say, "Hello, Elsa, so nice to meet you." And they're Disneyland employees, but they treat your kid like she's the princess that she's dressed up to be. And you got to see the look on your kid's face. She practically exploded every time that happened.
Elsa!
Oh my God!
I fooled them.
They really go all out. They're like, "Can we get a picture with you?" And my kid's just a puddle, like completely.
This is it. That's Disney in a nutshell. They make all your friggin' dreams come true. They are so good at what they do.
Yes, they are.
Damn, that's genius.
Mm-hmm.
What's funny is Cameron's not a princess girl at all.
Oh,
what?
At all. At all. She watches all the movies. But she wants to be Catboy from, what's that show?
Toy Story?
No. Vinny knows the show.
Yeah, I do. I can't think of it right now, though.
Yeah. But she wants to be Catboy, and I ask her, "Do you want to be, like, you know, Elsa?
Super Muscle Gecko."
Yeah,
Super
exactly. Muscle Gecko. PJ Mask is what it is.
PJ Mask. I knew if I started saying stuff, we'd get to it.
She wants to be Mowgli from The Jungle Book. That's the wild child she is. She really wants to be Mowgli. Every time I say, "Who do you want to be?"
It's
Mowgli.
It's nice. They're all their own people.
I like it.
You pick who wild you like thing. And go with that.
No costume needed.
Yeah,
take off all your clothes, kid.
Yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys wrote. Yes, Delaware is a great place to live. Bays, ocean, fishing, crabbing, surfing, and inexpensive property taxes. And your number one Delaware listener lives here. Oh.
I didn't know we had listeners in Delaware.
We do.
Oh. Number one.
Sorry, that thing broke up from live, and then there's somewhere else was an S here. Okay. Anyway.
Live.
Lives.
Your number one listener live? Wait, live? Oh, lives here. Got it. Got to be the Toy Story ride in California Adventure. Best ride at Disney is the plane ride home. What?
Oh my!
Get out of here.
There's some sour grapes.
No, I disagree. Standing on escalators should be banned. If you just keep walking at a regular pace, it moves you along quicker and you don't get stuck with jammed up escalators. Yeah, I just think that there's
people like a rest.
I've definitely been like, I'm just going to stand here for a while.
Yeah. Oh,
you know what I like, though, on the in airports where they have the flat one that goes fast? If you walk on that, you can cover so much ground.
But then when you get off of it, you feel like a snail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not moving. Everything's not whipping by me anymore.
Vinny, our company has no problem us moving out of California, but we will have our salary deducted according to the state we move to. Gulp.
Wow.
That's no good.
No.
If I'm doing the same job I was doing.
What if they don't tell their employer?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's what you got to do, right?
Yeah, just if you're getting your check direct deposited, that won't work. I mean, obviously.
It's a tech company. They're going to be like, "Well, I see your IP address. It's coming from this place in the world."
Also, if you pretend you're living in California, you're going to get charged California taxes.
Oh.
So.
Crunch.
That's exactly why they don't pay you as much.
Well, nothing's easy, everybody. Anyway.
Absolutely nothing.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
We are going to play our own round of The Masked Singer. We're going to see if you can guess who it is.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.